FM 90.3 WJTL, Stephen Curtis Chapman, Beauty Will Rise. Good morning and happy Thursday at 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. Lisa Landis wanting to play your requests and dedications Friday at 5, which is tomorrow, keeping your Friday afternoon fun and exciting. You can listen for your cue to call. You can email Lisa at WJTL.com or post your requests on Facebook tomorrow afternoon at 5 for the Friday Requests and Dedication Hour here at JTL.
Joining us on the phone this morning, our very special guest from Leap Productions, owner, producer, vocalist, Kat Prickett. Good morning,
Kat. Good morning.
Good morning, friends.
So great to have you on. Yeah. And we didn't mention mom, but how are your little ones?
Oh, they are doing great and growing fast and getting into trouble as usual.
Anybody you want to say hi to this morning, Kat?
Sure. Well, of course, I'd love to say hi to my husband, Tyler, and the kids, Eli and Lucy, and want to say hi to Kim Blank and all of our friends and fans that are tuning in this morning.
And we are talking this morning about Then Sings My Soul coming back for 2021.
Yes, we are so just happy and blessed and thrilled to be able to be going back out into the community to present this program. For people that don't know, this is the show all about hymns, their histories, and how they connect to the life and ministry of Billy Graham.
That's very cool.
Wow.
And yeah, tell us a little bit about the background, because this is something that you had done before.
Yes. So this show all originated back in August of 2018. For those who don't know, Mr. Graham passed away in February of 2018. And when that happened, it kind of sparked a fire within me to write a program about his ministry. And then when I was doing more research, found out just how many hymns were actually made famous by or written by people saved at Crusades. And when we first did the program, we did it in the barn at my family business, the Red Caboose Motel, and it just completely took off, which completely took me by surprise, and we had to add more shows, and we're still doing it today, 3 years later, and it's so exciting. Over 6,000 people have now seen the show.
Wow.
That's awesome. And we think, you know, with contemporary Christian music, we think we're the first ones that ever used music as an evangelistic tool, but Billy Graham really was the pioneer in that way.
He absolutely was, and he was able to reach so many people in new ways for that time. I mean, if you think about using radio and television, and today they have their internet evangelism program. It's just incredible. He reached millions and millions of people and changed their lives for eternity, which is amazing.
So obviously, if people come out, they're going to hear some recognizable hymns, but tell us a little bit about the program.
Yeah, so the program actually covers over 30 well-known hymns that you definitely know. Songs like How Great Thou Art, Great Is Thy Faithfulness, I'd Rather Have Jesus, His Eyes on the Sparrow. And we even have a couple opportunities for people to sing along, because you have to have a hymn sing element, of course. The program runs a little over an hour straight through, and it's just a really great way to come together and learn about the history of these hymns and really have a worship experience. It's very special, and I don't think there's really anything like it anywhere.
That's awesome. When can folks see Then Sings My Soul?
Yeah, so we are actually all over the place. We tour everywhere. We actually just had the opportunity to perform in Dollywood in Tennessee a couple weeks ago.
Congrats.
So exciting. But we are back in the area. Yeah, and actually want to let your viewers know, we're going to be at the Junction Center on Sunday, August 22nd for a very special celebration of the program.
Very cool. Can folks get more information about other places you are and about getting tickets here for the August 22nd event?
Absolutely. If they check our website, thensingsmysoulpa.com, they can get all the information right there about everywhere that we're going to be.
thensingsmysoulpa.com. Check it out. August 22nd is when they'll be presenting it here at the Junction Center, but other opportunities to see them throughout the community. Coming up, we'll talk more with Kat about Then Sings My Soul, these hymns that were so influenced by the ministry of Billy Graham on the way. We have more music on the way, too. Rend Collective is next.